Hello, my name is Aaron Clutter, and welcome to this session on System Center Essentials 2007, a technical overview. System Center Essentials 2007 is a new management solution in the System Center family of IT systems management products specifically designed for mid-sized businesses. System Center Essentials 2007 helps simplify complex IT administrator management tasks. Microsoft System Center Essentials 2007, which we'll refer to as Essentials 2007, is specifically designed for IT professionals working in mid-sized businesses who often face IT challenges similar to those of larger enterprises, troubleshooting end-user programs, automating management tasks, managing multiple operating systems, and diagnosing and resolving IT problems. Once installed, Essentials 2007 allows you to assess, configure, and patch your environment to help increase and maintain your security. Essentials 2007 provides a configuration wizard, which will allow you to easily set the update behavior for clients and servers on your network. You can define update parameters, like which products to patch and the types of updates to push out, or simply install immediately on demand. Essentials 2007 also supports automatic deployments of updates for Microsoft operating systems, hardware updates, drivers, and software applications, both Microsoft and non-Microsoft. Support for a shared update schema also allows you to import catalogs from non-Microsoft update providers. Because Essentials 2007 checks for new updates applicable to your environment and provides notification, you can make better informed and timely update decisions. Essentials 2007 automates the collection of software and hardware inventory so you can review assets for optimum configuration and compliance. You can perform searches, filter and run reports in your inventory to generate updated lists of all installed software applications and hardware inventory attributes for compliance, and create inventory reports. This is especially helpful if you want to generate hardware readiness reports for things like Microsoft Office 2007 deployment or Windows Vista upgrade readiness. Inventory is also visible to you in context with the management console to help you troubleshoot and diagnose computer problems. For example, if one of your end users sends you an email stating that his or her applications are running slowly, you can select his or her machine from the computers pane and then click CPU performance to remotely see the actual CPU performance of their machine. As we go through today's session, you'll hear some various Microsoft acronyms and terminology. While we will explain all new terms related to today's session, there are some general terms from the industry or other versions of Microsoft products that we may not spend time on. To assist you, we have listed out the areas that it may be helpful to be familiar with, either prior to this session or to reference afterwards. System Center Essentials 2007 has a lot of similarities with Microsoft Operations Manager, or MOM. Knowledge of MOM reporting, alerts, and management packs will help you better understand the topics we'll cover today. This session will cover updating using the Windows Server Update Services, or WSUS, technology. A knowledge of WSUS 2.0 will help you recognize the differences between WSUS 2.0 and Essentials 2007 implementation of WSUS 3.0. Essentials 2007 is a diverse set of tools designed to be of great value for the mid-market IT administrator. IT administrators in the mid-market sector face many different challenges, very similar to what a larger enterprise may experience. The session will begin with a look at some of the mid-market challenges IT administrators may face and how System Center Essentials 2007 addresses those challenges. After discovering how Essentials 2007 addresses mid-market challenges, we'll take a closer look at how Essentials 2007 is able to help you take control of your environment. Essentials 2007 provides a unified management solution that enables IT professionals in a mid-sized organization to proactively manage their IT environment with increased efficiency. In the final section, we'll see how this is accomplished through the management and monitoring of your environment. Many IT pains that mid-sized businesses experience are related to IT management, including the troubleshooting of end-user problems, automating management tasks, managing multiple systems, and diagnosing and resolving IT problems. Most of these mid-sized organizations currently have to use a variety of tools to manage their IT environments. Most of these tools are point solutions rather than comprehensive management tools. Some of these tools are no more than repackaged enterprise IT management tools, which can be quite complex. Most IT professionals have little spare time to learn and take advantage of these enterprise tools. The tools that are fairly easy to use tend to be narrow in scope and limited in functionality. Essentials 2007 has been designed as a proactive and unified management solution that enables IT professionals in mid-sized organizations to more effectively secure, update, monitor, and troubleshoot their IT environments. Essentials 2007 is easy to deploy and maintain, helping simplify complex management tasks. This leads to increased IT efficiency because you can more efficiently perform management tasks such as monitoring, troubleshooting end-user issues, and server and client software deployment. Complex management tasks such as packaging and deploying software, adding website monitoring, or gathering hardware and software inventory are simplified. Simple wizards help you to quickly deploy the product, discover devices to be managed, configure security, set group policy, and update settings. Essentials 2007 provides a single solution with a single console for managing your servers, clients, hardware, software, and IT services for a more unified experience. A unified solution helps optimize the experience of performing a broad set of tasks across your entire IT environment. This unified user experience simplifies the complexity inherent in using multiple IT management tools or tools specifically designed for enterprise IT environments. Essentials 2007 provides a single console from which you can view and manage your servers, clients, hardware, software, and IT services. Essentials 2007 enables you to proactively manage your IT environment, keeping your system up to date with tools that accelerate problem resolution and enable automation of system updates and data collection. Troubleshooting end-user issues can be frustrating and time-consuming without adequate tools and diagnostic information. Sometimes little problems become big issues before you're notified to begin investigating the cause of the problem. Essentials 2007 is a self-managing solution that notifies you as soon as a problem occurs and then helps you proactively diagnose and fix it, accelerating problem resolution. In addition to helping you more proactively manage your servers, clients, and applications, Essentials 2007 provides health status, performance information, key events, and network topology view of SNMP-capable network devices running in your IT environment, such as routers, switches, and wireless access points. Essentials 2007 addresses many challenges IT professionals in mid-sized organizations may encounter. One such challenge is ensuring that their network is secure and stays secure. Through the update management capabilities provided by Essentials 2007, administrators are able to view, download, and deploy software updates required by operating systems and other software on managed computers. Every administrator wants to keep his or her environment up and running with as little downtime as possible. Essentials 2007 allows administrators to be proactive in their efforts to reduce downtime by enabling them to use the rules and monitors and management packs to track the performance of managed computers and aggregate performance data, such as the number and types of current active alerts. Resolving end-user issues is made easier in Essentials 2007 with its software deployment and reporting capabilities. You use software deployment in Essentials to centrally deploy software to your managed computers. Essentials 2007 also includes predefined reports that provide you with a wide range of status and summary information. You can run these reports to evaluate the status of your computers and network devices and to decide if there are any actions that you need to take. Another major pain point for mid-market IT professionals is inventory management. Using Essentials, you can view hardware and software inventory data for each managed computer or generate inventory reports for a computer or computer group. Essentials 2007 is designed for the mid-market IT generalist. The IT generalist is the person without the time, staff, budget, or skills of an IT department of a large enterprise. However, he or she does not have some of the more advanced management requirements and environmental complexity seen in large enterprise environments. Essentials 2007 delivers a lot of functionality and is convenient and easy to use. As we've seen, some of the capabilities include monitoring, update management, hardware and software inventory management, software deployment, and reporting, and it is all packaged so that it is easy to set up for the IT generalist. Using a simple installation wizard, you can install and configure Essentials 2007 in less than an hour. However, there are some things that must be considered before deploying Essentials 2007. Essentials 2007 is compatible with Windows Server 2003 and Small Business Server 2003, and will be compatible with Windows Server 2008. Other requirements include Active Directory, SQL Server, IIS 6, and the Microsoft .NET Framework. Essentials can be virtualized with Virtual Server 2005 or Virtual PC 2004. The managed computers must have at least Windows 2000 with Service Pack 4 or newer operating systems installed. As with the management server, the managed computers can be virtualized. To ensure Essentials 2007 functions properly, make sure your management servers and console computers are within the minimum specifications. For increased performance, use the recommended specifications. For detailed information, you can check the TechNet Library topic, System Requirements and Supported Platforms for System Center Essentials. When planning your deployment, make sure you take into account the necessary hard disk space you will need. Essentials 2007 operational and reporting database can be as large as 4 gigabytes or more, however, SQL Server Express Edition will limit it to 4 gigabytes. Also note that the Windows Server Update Services database can grow beyond 2 gigabytes, and update content can quickly grow beyond 6 gigabytes. To ensure you have optimum performance, it is strongly recommended that you use a remote console. For managing environments with over 100 computers, a remote database is required, and SQL Server Express Edition will no longer be an optimal solution. Throughout this session, we'll have several demonstrations. Let's take a look at the demonstration environment. This is the demonstration network. It will contain two virtual machines, a server that is both a domain controller and is running Essentials 2007, and a client workstation computer. Essentials 2007 is quick to install and configure. In this demonstration, we'll take a look at the pre- and post-installation tasks. To deploy System Center Essentials 2007, you must install the Essentials 2007 server components and select and prepare the computers that you want to manage. After completing deployment, Essentials 2007 begins to actively monitor your system, and you can start using all Essentials 2007 features. Preparing to deploy System Center Essentials 2007 involves both gathering information for later use and making decisions about where you want System Center Essentials 2007 components to be deployed. When installing Essentials 2007 on the designated management server, the setup program runs a prerequisite checker that makes sure all prerequisites have been met. The prerequisite checker provides links to help you comply with the requirements for running System Center Essentials 2007. For System Center Essentials 2007 to correctly interoperate with other components running on Microsoft Windows operating systems, some changes have been made to Essentials 2007 Management Server, all managed computers, and any remote computer running an Essentials 2007 component, such as a remote console or remote database. How these changes are made is determined by whether you can log on to these computers using the Domain Administrator or Group Policy Administrator credentials. If you can log on with Domain Administrator or Group Policy Administrator credentials when configuring Essentials 2007, any computers running Essentials 2007 components or agents are configured automatically. If you cannot log on with Domain Administrator or Group Policy Administrator credentials when configuring Essentials 2007, use Local Policy. If the Windows Firewall or another vendor's firewall product is used on computers in your environment, you must create firewall exceptions on the Essentials 2007 management server and on managed computers. Also, you must import two certificates on any computer on which you installed a remote Essentials 2007 console. During System Center Essentials 2007 setup, you have the option of installing the database that contains monitoring and management data on a local instance of Microsoft SQL Server 2005 SP1 or later, or on a remote instance. You can also install Microsoft SQL Server 2005 Express Edition with Advanced Services, which is included with System Center Essentials 2007. For the purposes of this demonstration, we'll use SQL Server 2005 Express Edition. If you're planning to select an existing database instance during Essentials 2007 installation, you must make sure that the SQL Server 2005 SP1 reporting services is installed and configured on the server where you plan to install Essentials 2007. If you're planning to select the option of installing SQL Server 2005 Express Edition with Advanced Services when installing Essentials 2007, you're not required to install reporting services. One of the supported deployment topologies in System Center Essentials 2007 is that of the management server installed on one computer and of Remote Essentials 2007 console on another. Before you install a System Center Essentials 2007 remote console, you must run the Feature Configuration Wizard on the Essentials 2007 management server. This process establishes that group policy or local policy is used to configure the remote console. If you have set up group policy, ensure that enough time has passed for group policy to update on the computer on which you are installing the remote console. Managing computers using System Center Essentials 2007 can be a much simpler task if one account has administrator rights on the Essentials 2007 management server and on all of the managed computers. Essentials 2007 supports using a single account to gather operational data and to perform tasks, such as installing agents on managed computers. You can specify the account when installing Essentials 2007. During Essentials 2007 installation, you must specify how to manage System Center updates and program updates that you download from Microsoft. Updates stored on a local computer are downloaded once and then delivered to the managed computers over the network. Updates stored on Microsoft Update are downloaded each time a computer needs to be updated. If you currently use Windows Server Update Services, or WSUS 2.0, in your environment to distribute updates, Essentials 2007 upgrades the WSUS installation to version 3.0. Most WSUS settings are preserved during this upgrade, and you can migrate existing WSUS settings during Essentials 2007 installation. You should back up your existing data before upgrading. The Customer Experience Improvement Program page of the Essentials 2007 Setup Wizard enables you to participate in the Microsoft Customer Experience Improvement Program, which collects data about your use of Microsoft applications to identify possible improvements. This page provides separate participation options for product usage, error reporting, and operational data reporting programs. Once all of the prerequisites are met, installing Essentials 2007 is a very simple process. The installation wizard walks you through all of the steps we've just discussed. After Essentials 2007 has been installed, you must perform some post-installation configuration tasks. You must use the Feature Configuration Wizard to help complete Essentials 2007 configuration. For example, some Essentials 2007 features are disabled by default, and you must enable and configure those features before you can use them. Before you can manage computers and devices, Essentials 2007 must configure the devices for management. Also, before you can manage updates, Essentials 2007 must retrieve and synchronize information with Microsoft Updates website. After installation, the System Center Essentials 2007 console continues to display reminders in the overview screens about the required configuration tasks until you complete them. These reminders contain links to help you complete these tasks. When you select Required Configure Product Features from the computer's overview screen or from any other overview screen, the Feature Configuration wizard appears. The Proxy Server page is used to specify the settings for the proxy server that Management Server will use to connect to the Internet if one is required. Next is the Policy Type page, which is used to specify whether to use Domain Group Policy to configure computers for Essentials 2007 or to require each computer to be configured locally. On the Firewall Exceptions page, specify whether to create Windows Firewall Exceptions as part of the setup process for the communication ports Essentials 2007 needs to use to manage computers. You must be logged on with Domain Administrator or Group Policy Administrator credentials for this page to be displayed. These exceptions are required for the management server to function properly, to install agents on managed computers, and for managed computers to communicate with the management server. The Configure Remote Assistance page allows you to specify whether to set up remote assistance on the management server and on the managed computers. This allows remote access to the UI on managed computers, and you must be logged on with a domain administrator or group policy administrator credentials for this page to be displayed. Configuration of error monitoring enables you to collect reports of applications or operating system errors on managed computers. For example, reports of the operating system errors known as blue screens can indicate computers that need operating system upgrades. On the Configure Error Forwarding page, you specify whether to collect error reports from the managed computers that have error reporting enabled and send them to Microsoft to help improve products. You can read the privacy statement to learn more about the data privacy policy as it applies to Microsoft. The next page determines to whom the daily health report of aggregated management information is to be sent using email. Use the Schedule Discovery page to scan the domain in which the Essentials 2007 management server is installed to discover computers to manage and to install management agents on them and to apply policy as specified. The time it takes to configure each feature may vary. Once the wizard is finished, you can review the status of the features that you've installed. To revise any of your options, click Previous or click the name of a page to return to the page you want. To start managing objects, you must first decide which computers and network devices you want to manage. The Computer and Device Management Wizard queries Microsoft Active Directory for all desktop and server computers and network devices in your environment. The wizard then displays a list of the discovered objects and allows you to choose which of those you want to manage. The Computer and Device Management Wizard prepares those objects for management by populating the database with information about those objects and by installing management agents as appropriate. To install the agent on computers, Essentials 2007 uses the Microsoft System Center Essentials Monitoring Agent software package, which is based on a Windows Installer application and is configured to handle the installation of the agent on the computers that you choose to manage. First, you must specify whether you want automatic or advanced discovery. The elements on this page vary depending on whether you are discovering computers or devices. Next, specify the user account that has administrator rights on the computers and devices that you want to scan. When discovery completes, the wizard automatically advances to the Select Objects to Manage page. First, select the computers and devices that you want to manage. The elements that appear depend on whether you choose to discover a computer or a network device. The Agent Management Task Status dialog box is used to review the devices for which discovery was successful or unsuccessful. The task output pane can contain valuable information for understanding why a device was not successfully discovered. Closing this dialog box will not stop the task. Before you can start deploying updates to managed computers, you must configure the Update Management feature and then download information about current updates from Microsoft Update. The Update Management Configuration Wizard completes both tasks. On the Proxy Server page, specify the settings for the proxy server that the management server will use to connect to the Internet if one is required. The server will now attempt to connect to and synchronize with the Microsoft Update server. The Products page is used to specify which updates you want to download to your local system from Microsoft Update. Use the Classifications page to specify one or more types of updates you would like Essentials 2007 to download to your local system from Microsoft Update. The Auto Approvals page is used to specify the update types and computer groups for which you want synchronized and downloaded updates automatically approved for deployment. You can choose to either synchronize daily at specified times or to synchronize manually. To revise any of your options, click Previous to return to the page you want. Synchronize updates when this wizard closes enables you to begin synchronizing updates according to the wizard settings immediately. The time this takes will vary depending on how many computers are being updated, how many applications are to be updated, and so on. Let's move on to the next item on the agenda, taking control of your environment. Applying the solutions provided by System Center Essentials 2007 will help you to take control of your environment through inventory and update management. Essentials 2007 provides some in-depth inventory management solutions. Essentials 2007 automates the collection of over 30 software and hardware inventory attributes so you can review assets for optimum performance and compliance. After agents are deployed on managed computers, they inventory software and hardware on a regular 22-hour cycle. During this cycle, the agents contact the management server to synchronize updates and to send their collected inventories. Users can then view the data in System Center Essentials 2007 console. Along with the inventory data, Essentials 2007 also displays other important information about the managed computer, such as alerts and update compliance. Administrators can use inventory data to monitor the health of individual managed computers, diagnose problems, evaluate the need for specific updates or for specific software, and evaluate hardware upgrade requirements in the organization. After installing and configuring Essentials 2007, the first task is to query your network and determine your hardware and software inventory. In this demonstration, we'll examine how to configure and collect inventory information. After agents are deployed on managed computers, they inventory software and hardware on a regular 22-hour cycle. During this cycle, the agents contact the management server to synchronize updates and to send the collected inventory. Users can then view that data in the System Center Essentials 2007 console. Along with the inventory data, Essentials 2007 also displays other important information about the managed computer, such as alerts and update compliance. Depending on the timing of the cycle, the installed software metric may not have been updated yet. You can run common Essentials 2007 tasks or many common Windows tasks against selected computers in computer groups without leaving the Essentials 2007 console. You can manually collect inventory information outside of the normal 22-hour cycle. Run the Collect Inventory task. If the installed software application's metric has not been collected yet, manually running the task will make the information available in the Details pane for the computer the task was run against. Administrators can use inventory data to monitor the health of individual managed computers, diagnose problems, evaluate the need for specific updates or for specific software, and evaluate hardware upgrade requirements in the organization. The Details pane allows you to see specific information about the selected computer. You can view the installed operating system, model, manufacturer, and memory of the computer. You can also view disk space availability and usage, network card information, health information such as any alerts that may need your attention, update and software status, current management status, and what software is installed. The Installed Software Applications dialog box allows for a more detailed view of the installed software. This workstation has three installed software applications: System Center Essentials Configuration Helper, System Center Operations Manager 2007 Agent, and Virtual Machine Editions. Quick links are also provided for performance monitoring of the CPU, processor queue length, and memory usage. The properties view of an individual computer will also show the relevant inventory information that has been collected. Instead of using the detail view, there are several types of reports that have been generated for computers or computer groups. Essentials 2007 includes predefined reports that provide you with a wide range of status and summary information. You can run those reports to evaluate the status of your computers and network devices and to decide if there are any actions that you need to take. Use the Software Inventory report to view the software inventory of one or more computers. Selecting this computer, we can run the report for that specific computer. This report shows the details of all software installed on the selected computers. Each computer's inventory is shown in a new report section. The report can be exported in Microsoft Office Excel or Adobe PDF format. The Hardware Inventory report is also found in the list of Windows computer reports in the Action pane. Like the Software report, the Hardware Inventory report allows you to configure which specific computers to run the report on. This report shows the details of all hardware installed on the selected computers. Each computer's inventory is shown in a new report section, which is further broken down into categories such as manufacturer details, operating system, BIOS, memory, and other key hardware metrics. As with other reports, you can export this report into either Excel or Adobe PDF format. After examining your inventory, Essentials 2007 helps you increase the security of your environment through update management. Essentials 2007 provides update management capabilities to enable administrators to view, download, and deploy software updates required by operating systems and other software on managed computers. Essentials 2007 supports additional Microsoft content such as drivers and hotfixes. Third-party updates are also supported. The Essentials 2007 update management capabilities have been built on Windows Server Update Services 3.0 technology. If you currently use Windows Server Update Services 2.0 in your environment to distribute updates, Essentials 2007 upgrades the Windows Server Update Services installation to version 3.0. Most Windows Server Update Services settings are preserved during this upgrade, and you can migrate existing Windows Server Update Services settings during Essentials 2007 installation. You should back up your existing data before upgrading. When configuring Essentials 2007, you need to decide if you'll be using domain policies. You should only use local policy if you do not have complete control over your domain. Once you have collected information about your environment, you can get and stay secure with Essentials 2007 update management tools. In this demonstration, we'll see how to configure the update management tool and create a new update. Staying secure requires a proactive approach, and with Essentials 2007, this is possible. The Updates navigation button displays the Updates Overview pane, which contains information about update management and provides access to related tasks in Essentials 2007. During the initial post-installation configuration steps, we configured the updates using the Update Management Configuration Wizard. You can use this wizard at any time to reconfigure these settings. You can use the Administration pane of the Essentials 2007 console to configure managed objects and Essentials 2007 settings. Use the Settings node of the Essentials 2007 console administration pane to perform the post-installation configuration of the management server and agent-managed computers. These product-wide settings are also referred to as global settings. For example, within the Settings node, you'll find Update Management settings. For example, use the Synchronization Schedule setting to configure how and when Essentials 2007 update management should be synchronized with Microsoft Update to keep the list of available updates current. The Administration pane allows you to change specific update management settings without having to go through the entire wizard to change them. The Updates Overview pane contains a lot of useful information and links. We've already used the configuration tool for Microsoft Update settings. However, there are other useful tools to be found here. The Microsoft Update Catalog is a service from Microsoft that provides a listing of updates that can be distributed over a corporate network. You can use it as a one-stop location for finding Microsoft software updates, drivers, and hotfixes. If you're running Essentials 2007, you can import updates directly into Essentials 2007. After you've imported updates, you can manage them like any other updates that you obtain, with some exceptions. Many updates are already available to you using the synchronizing capability in Essentials 2007. Security updates, critical updates, service packs, update rollups, definition updates, and critical drivers can be configured to synchronize with your server automatically. You can still import these updates into your application by using Microsoft Update Catalog, although depending on how you configure Essentials 2007, you may not need to. Some updates require users to accept Microsoft software license terms or to walk through other update-specific installation steps. Microsoft Update Catalog will notify you if you are importing these updates. Occasionally, updates are for download only. These updates might not have the necessary applicability logic for Essentials 2007 to identify whether the update is applicable to client computers. Updates that are available for download only cannot be imported. Installing and updating software is an important and complicated task, but not all of the software your business uses is from Microsoft Corporation. Microsoft Update helps you update only Microsoft software. To ensure that all software and hardware is up to date in your organization, you can use Essentials 2007 to deploy arbitrary software packages from any vendor, including updates. In addition, for a select set of software vendors who partner with Microsoft, you can use Essentials 2007 to import an update catalog to simplify your deployment tasks. Deploying an update for an arbitrary non-Microsoft software package is similar to the process for Microsoft updates, except that you must first create the update package before approving the update for deployment to selected computer groups. On the Updates Overview pane, you can view synchronization status for updates in Essentials 2007. In the Update Status Summary section, expand a category to view status for updates in that category. You can also view when the last synchronization took place and when the next one is scheduled. In our demonstration environment, we have not configured automatic synchronization, so it shows as not configured. You can use System Center Essentials 2007 to create an update package for an arbitrary software product. If you'd like to deploy an update that has not come from Microsoft Update, for example, Essentials 2007 supports this task. The first step is to choose the setup file and add a name and description of the update. For example, to set up an update package for Microsoft Network Monitor 3.1, we can select the nm31_release_x86.msi file and give it an appropriate name and description. On the next page, choose whether to specify installation or uninstall parameters. The property for a silent install is supplied automatically and will allow the update to install unattended. Finally, review the settings and create the update package. The time it takes to create the update package will vary depending on the size of the update. In the deployment options, select the computer group or groups that you want to approve for installation of this update package. If you set a deadline, the update is automatically installed during the next check-in from the client computer. If you do not set a deadline, the installation time depends on how Automatic Updates is configured on the computer. If Automatic Updates is configured to automatically download and install at a certain time, the update installs automatically at that time unless the user manually installs it before then. However, if Automatic Updates is configured for automatic download and manual install, the user can install the update at any time. After you approve an update, Essentials 2007 installs the update on the computers it was approved for. In the All Updates view, you can now see the new update that has been created. The Details pane also shows all of the other security and critical updates that have been synchronized with Microsoft. The Detect Software and Updates Now task will run the Windows Automatic Updates client to detect any needed software and updates required by the computer. You can monitor the progress of all update installation by running the deployment status report from the All Updates action pane. The Microsoft Network Monitor 3.1 update that was created has not yet been installed by the user. To check the status of other synchronized updates, in the Detail pane, click Update, and then in the Actions pane, Click Deployment Status. The approval process allows you to force this update to install by a certain deadline, even without user interaction. Defining an approval deadline along with Publish to add removed programs is not permitted, so the Publish option will be removed. When all of the changes migrate through the system, the update will be automatically downloaded onto the computer and installed. When a user next shuts down his or her computer, the downloaded updates will be automatically installed. An attempt is made to install the newly created update. Using System Center Essentials 2007, you can proactively monitor, address, and troubleshoot issues as they arise in your environment. Essentials 2007 provides a complete monitoring solution. Essentials 2007 enables administrators to use the rules and monitors in management packs. It uses the same management packs as Microsoft Operations Manager. However, the Essentials 2007 management packs have been customized for mid-market environments. Management pack rules have the on-essential monitoring property enabled by default, and as many as 50% of the rules are disabled. Some example rules that do not have the on-essential monitoring property enabled are warning or informational alerts, rules requiring configuration, exchange SMTP mail flow, or highly specialized performance rules. With Essentials 2007, you're able to completely monitor your environment with knowledge and inline tasks for servers, clients, and network devices. Monitoring is provided using MOM V3 management packs with knowledge and diagnostic tasks. Essentials 2007 provides support for monitoring your key network devices, including SNMP-based switches, routers, printers, wireless access points, and other non-Windows hardware devices. Essentials 2007 includes built-in monitoring knowledge and diagnostic tasks to help identify key network issues. In this demonstration, we'll examine Essentials 2007 monitoring and troubleshooting capabilities. The monitoring node of the Essentials 2007 console enables users who track and resolve issues to quickly find the monitoring data they need so that they can act on that data. The pane displays different aspects of monitoring data that is collected by Essentials 2007. Each item in the monitoring pane is either a view type or a folder that contains views. The Find, Search, and Scope buttons in the Operations console can make it easier for users to manage that data. Global views are a set of views listed directly under the monitoring node in the monitoring pane of the Essentials 2007 console that include information from all object types in your deployment of Essentials 2007. They're designed to give a high-level overview of the latest issues and actions that have occurred in your management group. Several global views are created by default when Essentials 2007 is installed. The Active Alerts view is an alert view that displays an aggregation of all alerts that are not closed. We'll explore this further in just a moment. The Computers view is a state view that displays all discovered computers. For each computer monitored by Essentials 2007, you can quickly view general information on the computer, such as the computer's fully qualified domain name, IP address, Active Directory SID, and organizational unit. For simple management tasks, you can also open the Computer Management Console from the System Center Essentials 2007 console. From here, you can perform hardware maintenance or access the Event Viewer on the remote computer. Based on the type of target computer, we can select the number of additional computer tasks. For example, we can ping or perform a traceroute command against the target computer. By switching our focus to our domain controller, you can see that the list of computer tasks changes to the relevant tasks for that computer. Discovered Inventory is a state view that displays all objects located through discovery. Distributed Applications is a state view that displays all monitoring objects created by the Distributed Application Designer. Finally, on Task Status, view the status of all available tasks. Returning to the active alerts in the monitoring group, Essentials 2007 provides information on the errors it isolates based on the Microsoft Knowledge Base. In addition to the information provided by default, you can also add information based on the group experience within your organization and assign certain tasks or alerts to different recipients in your IT department. In general, your first source of information on how to respond to an alert will be provided in the Resolution section. This information is updated regularly by Microsoft and will either include information directly in the console or links to relevant information on the Microsoft Knowledge Base. For most alerts, information will be provided about the cause of the problem in conjunction with resolution steps. However, this information may not be available immediately. The summary section provides a brief description of what the issue is about. The console provides access to additional knowledge about the alert from which we can set options for or further manage the alert itself. The Product Knowledge tab lists the information and links to information provided by System Center Essentials 2007. From the General tab, you can set the owner of the alert and assign a ticket number based on your internal help desk procedures. After addressing the issue, you can set the alert status to closed so it will stop appearing in the console. The Company Knowledge tab provides a location to which notes can be recorded about this specific error and steps taken to resolve the problem. We'll return to this in a moment. The History tab lists all the previous occasions where this alert has been detected by Essentials 2007. The Alert Context tab lists the information that System Center uses to identify the issue in the computer's event log. For example, this alert appears when an event is logged to the application log with the event number 11002 from the source Windows Server Update Services. While the Alert Properties dialog box deals with the properties of only the alert itself, we can also access the System Center monitor that triggers the alert. This monitor installs with Windows Server Update Services 3.0 Management Pack. The Health tab specifies what health state should be generated for each of the conditions that the monitor detects. The Alerting tab allows you to set when this monitor triggers an alert and the name of the alert that it launches. The Management Pack defines this setting for the monitor's alerts so they cannot be modified. From the Diagnostics and Recovery tab, you can configure Essentials 2007 to automatically take actions whenever the monitor detects either a warning or critical health state. These options let you run either a command or a script immediately when the issue appears on the server. The Product Knowledge tab lists the information about the event, its cause, and resolution. And it is from the Company Knowledge tab that you can add information about your experiences with this particular issue as it relates to your organization. Overrides adjust the configuration of Essentials 2007 monitoring settings for monitors, attributes, object discoveries, and rules. When you create an override, you can apply it to a single managed object or to a group of managed objects. The use of overrides is important for controlling the amount of data that is collected by Essentials 2007. When you create a monitor, rule, or attribute, you target it at a specific object type, but often the available object types are broad in scope. You can then use groups and overrides together to narrow the focus of the monitor, rule, attribute, or object discovery. You can also override existing monitors, rules, attributes, or object discoveries that are from management packs. If you want to access the monitor directly without accessing the alert properties, the link next to the alert monitor will open the Monitor Properties dialog box. If you have the System Center Essentials 2007 Management Console installed on your local computer, you may want to personalize the view to only show the information that you're interested in seeing. In Essentials 2007, you can use the Health Explorer tool to understand changes in managed objects. Health Explorer gives you the ability to view and then take action on alerts, state changes, and other significant issues generated by monitoring objects in your network. You can start Health Explorer from the Actions pane after you select an object, alert, or event in the Results pane. Health Explorer organizes health information into four categories: performance, security, availability, and configuration. All monitors and rules that are defined for a selected object display in the appropriate category. By default, when the Health Explorer window first opens, all monitors that are in it in a failed or red state are expanded. If a monitor contains other monitors, as in the case of a roll-up monitor, all monitors are shown in a hierarchical layout so that the monitoring data for all dependent services and applications are displayed. If you want to view more detail on any dependent monitor, you can right-click that monitor and then click Monitor Properties to open another Health Explorer window. When the Health Explorer window is open, you can review a history of diagnostic tests that have run automatically and the output of those tasks. You can also run additional diagnostic tasks. Any task that is formatted as a hyperlink can run directly from the Knowledge tab. The Health Explorer window refreshes automatically every 30 seconds. You can press F5 function key for an immediate refresh. The System Center Essentials 2007 reporting feature provides you with predefined reports. To view and run those reports, you need to access the Reporting Overview pane by clicking Reporting in the Essentials 2007 console. This overview screen lists common reports that can help you in your daily work. You can access additional predefined reports from other overview screens. For example, if you select Updates in the Essentials 2007 console, the Updates Overview pane contains links to all reports that are related to update management. The predefined reports are organized into many different categories. The Essentials Report node contains several reports relating to the inventory management, some of which we've seen earlier in this demonstration. Within the reporting area, you'll find many other report categories, such as Active Directory, Exchange Server, and SQL Server. There are many benefits to using System Center Essentials 2007. If you are an IT professional working in a mid-sized business and experiencing challenges with troubleshooting end-user problems, automating management tasks, managing multiple systems, and diagnosing and resolving IT problems, then Essentials 2007 can help you address those challenges. Designed for your environment and specific management needs, System Center Essentials 2007 provides a more unified management experience because it enables you to secure, update, monitor, and troubleshoot from a single console so you can more effectively and proactively manage your IT environment. Essentials 2007 provides many different tools to help you stay proactive in the management of your environment. With tools such as update management, monitoring, and alerts, you're able to stay ahead of any potential problems that may arise. To get more information on the products and technologies we've covered here today, we have some online resources available that can help you. For the most comprehensive technical information on Microsoft products, visit the main TechNet website at www.microsoft.com/technet. Additionally, visit www.microsoft.com/technet/MGT-304 for more information about books, courses, certifications, and other community resources that relate directly to this particular session. There are a number of other resources available from Microsoft. Microsoft Skills Assessment is a free online learning tool. It's an easy way for IT professionals to check their skills. You can quickly check your skills for implementing or managing Microsoft products or business solutions. Just take a short 30-question assessment and see how well you know your stuff. The skills assessment includes a personalized learning plan, which has links to Microsoft official curriculum, specific TechNet articles, Microsoft Press books, and other Microsoft learning content. There's also a way to measure how well you did compared with others who took the same assessment. Microsoft Skills Assessment is an expanding learning platform. Available now are assessments for Windows Server 2003, including security and patch management, Exchange Server 2003, Windows Storage Server, Office 2003, and VisualStudio.net. If you want to take your skills assessment to the next level, a number of certification programs are available. In the highly competitive IT job market, how can you differentiate yourself from the next candidate? The Microsoft Certification Program provides that edge. Earning a specific accreditation provides objective validation of the ability to successfully perform critical IT functions. Embraced by industry professionals worldwide, Microsoft certification remains one of the most effective ways to reach long-term career goals and is a surefire way for companies to develop and retain valuable IT staff. There are a number of accreditations available, starting with the basic Microsoft Certified Professional, or MCP. You can choose to become a fully certified Systems Administrator, MCSA, or Systems Engineer, MCSE, or a Desktop Specialist, MCDST. The new Microsoft Certified Technology Specialist, MCTS, and Microsoft Certified IT Professional, or MCITP, credentials provide IT professionals with a simpler and more targeted framework to showcase their technical skills in addition to the skills that are required for specific job roles. For more information about the certification program, visit www.microsoft.com/learning/MCP. This session was brought to you by TechNet. TechNet has gone through some changes recently, which you may find interesting. To help explain this further, here's Ian Brackenbury, TechNet Subscriptions Product Manager.
TechNet Plus is an essential, premium, web-enabled, and live support resource that provides IT professionals with fast and easy access to Microsoft experts, software, and technical information, enhancing IT productivity, control, and planning. With convenient access to all these resources in one online location, TechNet Plus provides you with what you need to help you evaluate products and learn new skills, plan for and deploy new technologies, and support and maintain your IT environment. For evaluation and learning, you get access to all Microsoft full version software for evaluation without time limits. This includes Microsoft Server, client, and application software titles. With full version software, you can make informed decisions about new technologies at your own pace. You also receive access to the latest betas before public release. Be the first to try out the latest pre-release versions of Microsoft operating systems, servers, and business applications. TechNet Plus also offers quarterly training resources, including select Microsoft e-learning courses for free, so you can keep your skills current, prepare for a certification exam, or get ready for a specific project. For planning and deployment, the TechNet Library includes resources to help you plan for and deploy new technologies in your IT environment, including a complete knowledge base, resource kits, utilities, and technical training. You also get exclusive tools like System Center Capacity Planner to accurately plan for and deploy Exchange Server and System Center Operations Manager. And to stay informed, your subscription also includes a free subscription to TechNet Magazine, the Microsoft Journal for IT professionals. For support and maintenance, TechNet Plus comes with two complimentary professional support incidents. You can talk to a Microsoft support professional to quickly resolve your mission-critical technical issues fast. TechNet Plus also provides access to over 100 managed news groups. You can exchange ideas with other professionals and get expert answers to your technical questions within the next business day, guaranteed. You also get access to TechNet Library resources to help you support and maintain your IT environment, including security updates and service packs. TechNet Plus offers proven value that far exceeds its cost. The two complimentary professional support incidents alone more than offset the cost of a TechNet Plus subscription. Add to that the evaluation software and beta software and other technical resources, and TechNet Plus clearly boosts productivity. Every IT professional on the team needs one. For more information or to purchase a TechNet Plus subscription, please visit technet.microsoft.com/subscriptions.